No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this 30th day of May 2019. Great to have you with us. I'm David Brown, and today we're coming to you from our partner station in San Antonio. We are so grateful Texas Public Radio could host us while we do some work on the electronics back at HQ in Austin. You know, seeing that we're in San Antonio and all, it is worth turning our attention to a conversation growing, especially among Democrats nationwide, one that directly involves a son and former mayor of San Antonio and a former congressman from El Paso. Each is running for president, and each has a plan for what to do about what may be one of the biggest issues in this presidential election season. We're talking about immigration. Joaquin Castro and Beto O'Rourke, respectively, here, the only two Democrats in an enormous field who have released immigration policy proposals to challenge President Trump's vision. Joining us now in the studios of Texas Public Radio, Gilbert Garcia. He's a Metro columnist for the San Antonio Express News. Gilbert, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
Different digs here, so
this is nice.
good to see you face to face. So if someone were to ask you, Gilbert, what's the biggest difference between these two plans that Beto O'Rourke and Joaquin Castro have put forward? What would you say sort of separates the two?
I think one thing that caught my attention is they both have issues with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and how it's conducted itself. Beto O'Rourke calls for greater accountability and transparency for ICE, but Julian Castro actually comes out and says that the functions of ICE need to be split up. ICE has handled national security issues, and they've also dealt with immigration enforcement and removal. And there's been a lot of criticism about how they've handled that side of it, and a sense that there's been conflict within within ICE about those two functions not really working together well. So he wants to split off the immigration enforcement functions and give them to other agencies.
So do you sense that Joaquin is trying to, with his plan, Julian is trying to play more to the left side of the Democratic Party, and maybe Beto is looking for a more centrist position, maybe bring in some Republicans? Or
yeah, I think there are probably more similarities to their plan than differences. I mean, I think fundamentally they both talk about protecting dreamers, about revamping the immigration court system, taking it away from the Department of Justice. They certainly are opposed to border walls and all that those kinds of things talked about by President Trump. But there are the slight differences that I see would suggest that. I mean, Beto O'Rourke, I think, talks in his plan about wanting to beef up border security and deal with drug trafficking. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I haven't seen called for in that way by Julian Castro.
Something that is striking about the fact that we're talking about this at all, there are only two candidates in that huge Democratic field who have yet to release immigration plans. Right. Why is that? What's going on, do you think?
Well, I think Julian Castro, when he had an event at Hemisphere Park in April, right after he rolled out that plan, and it was the day that Donald Trump had a private fundraiser here, so it was his response to that. And I think he suggested, and he pointed to articles that had asked the question why he was the first one to roll out an immigration plan. And the suggestion being that maybe some candidates are afraid. I think that many Democrats will concede that it's a tough issue politically for the party. I think the leaders in the party have struggled with how to get a grip on it and the messaging side of this, because President Trump and before him other Republicans tended to suggest that Democrats were for open borders and didn't want to secure the border. And so I think they've struggled with how to present what they call a humane, compassionate immigration policy while not appearing to be in favor of open borders.
But no immigration policy is going to be effective if you're not dealing with some of the larger foreign policy issues south of our border.
That's right.
Right? And do these policies, do these plans address that issue?
They do. Julian Castro had called for a Marshall Plan for Central America. And the thought being that if we help deal with some of the problems in the Central American countries, there will be less of a need for people to seek asylum in the United States. Mm-hmm. Beto O'Rourke has also offered something similar. He actually attaches a dollar figure to it. He talks about $5 billion. And he talks about a lot of it coming from public private partnerships and that sort of thing. So it's not really clear where that money is going to come from, but he actually does mention a dollar figure.
Is there a clear winner here in the battle between these two approaches?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think Julian Castro, they've both struggled in the polls up to this point, but I think Julian Castro is in greater need of media attention and focus on his campaign. And I think by coming out first about a month and a half before Beto O'Rourke did, I think that was helpful to him.
Gilbert Garcia is a Metro columnist for the San Antonio Express News. Gilbert, great to see you. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.